Commercial-Free Monday quiz. Commercial-Free Monday takes place every Big Don O'Brien.
Friday at 5 p.m. sharp.
Ooh, every Monday, Big Don. On Commercial-Free Monday, WABA doesn't play any George McFly.
Oh, I don't know. I was just testing my buzzer.
On Commercial-Free Monday, WABA doesn't play any commercials, George. And finally, what radio station is the one and only home of Commercial-Free Monday? Yes, Charlie.
WAVA.
And can you spell that, Charlie?
WAVA. I got one right, Mr. Geronimo. I got one right.
Commercial-Free Monday. Another way we're better than ever. 105 WAVA.
Hey, you know you're in trouble when they're using Charlie on the promos.
That's for sure.
It's 7:06. Less than an hour. A little less than an hour now until Mike will be destroying that car.
Yeah, I'm looking forward to it.
Don't forget now, the first 15 people to spray shaving cream in the 1973 Dodge Swinger will each receive a pair of tickets to the USA USSR women's volleyball game.
All right.
Saturday at the GWU Smith Center, or their choice of a 12-ounce bottle of Follicure shampoo or conditioner for thicker, fuller hair.
Prizes out the wazoo.
7:07 at WAVA. Before we get to Crooks or Stupid, we should say happy anniversary to Hardin Weaver.
Yes.
Had their 30th anniversary yesterday.
Congratulations to both of them.
Now, last night, Donnie Simpson, I must say, was making fun of them on the bench with me. Donnie Simpson and I were having some fun making fun of Hardin Weaver, and he never once mentioned, and it says right here in the paper, WKYS program director Donnie Simpson brought Hardin Weaver 3 dozen roses.
Well, isn't that nice?
He never told us that, and I'm reading this thing in the paper, and my favorite line here is where it says, Hardin and Weaver groupies stood in line patiently to get their autograph book signed.
All those women with the tight leather skirts that
and the blue hair
that enjoy that program. You know, I wish we'd known that he sent flowers over. We could have sent them an FTD tickler bouquet.
Or some Depend undergarments or something. Anyway, it's 7:08 at WAVA, and now we're ready for America's favorite comedy feature. We still call this wacky little thing Crooks.
Crooks are stupid.
All new stories, all for you. William Alton, owner of the Precious Gems Jewelry Shop in Jackson, Mississippi, was curious when he noticed that one customer would come into his shop every couple months and buy an inexpensive engagement ring. Mm-hmm. Though this happened for more than a year, he really didn't get suspicious until he was introduced to the man at his own home.
Right.
His 21-year-old daughter brought Peter Hurst home to meet her father and introduced the man as her fiancé.
Mm-hmm.
The guy that owns the jewelry store immediately recognized Hurst as the repeat customer and hired a detective to check out his behavior.
Yeah.
Investigators learned that Hurst had been preying on young women for years with promises of marriage, bilking them out of money and possessions. This con artist is currently awaiting trial.
Good. A patient at a psychiatric hospital in Barcelona, Spain, was an ardent fan of the dubbed MASH reruns that aired weekly there. Hospital officials say that Sergio Carrillo had been a quiet patient, never causing any trouble, until he viewed the MASH episode in which Colonel Blake was killed in a helicopter crash. Carrillo could not handle the tragedy on his favorite show and went into a rampage in the hospital TV room, throwing furniture and threatening other patients. Orderlies finally restrained the man but could not convince him that McLean Stevenson was not really dead. Unable to calm the man down, the hospital enlisted the help of the television station. A few days later, doctors were able to slowly bring Carrillo out with more recent pictures of McLean Stevenson, including some old publicity photos from the show Hello, Larry.
And finally, the cash register at the Shortstop convenience store in Vero Beach, Florida, has been credited with having prevented a robbery. 6'7" Mark Matthews entered the store late one night, pointed a gun at the clerk, and demanded that he step aside.
Mm-hmm.
The tall crook asked the clerk, 21-year-old Dan Krolitz, how to open the register so he could take out the cash. Now, the guy knew that there was a problem with the register and said that the crook should step back when he opened the drawer, but the clerk didn't say anything. When Matthews opened the register, the drawer flew right into the groin of the tall crook.
Ow.
While Matthews doubled over in pain and surprise, the clerk was able to grab his gun.
Yeah.
The next weekend, the owner of the store threw a party honoring both the spunky cash register and the brave clerk.
Yes.
Yeah.
Happy ending.
There you go.
The story you have just seen is true.
Uh-huh.
The names